News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Meghan Markle's latest venture with Love, Meghan, the new Netflix lifestyle series, launches. But how will audiences react to the already embattled Markle? I'm joined now by royal commentator Jenny Bond. Good morning to you, Jenny. Will you be watching? I've no doubt you will.
I've just watched it, yes. I've just watched the first episode. The whole lot's dropped, but I watched the first episode. And you know, it was absolutely charming, completely harmless, quite interesting, quite fluffy. We see her keeping bees, and she admits she's too scared to do it herself, so she has a beekeeper to help her. They make honey. Her makeup artist is the main guest, someone she's known for years. And there's an awful lot of, oh my God, that's amazing. Whatever they taste or do is fantastic and amazing and unbelievable. But that's American for you. But you know, it's a lifestyle show that is innocuous and informative in parts. I learned a couple of tips that I might even try out.
I was referring to this earlier as royal goop being Gwyneth Paltrow's sort of lifestyle brand. And there is an element of that here, isn't there?
I've not seen that one, but I mean, it is a lifestyle brand. And this is what
it's Meghan lifestyle is. And very, very nice and very, very sanitized. And it's very rich, good looking women who are famous talking about how lovely their lives are, basically.
And Meghan is trying to help her audience add a few touches here and there to, if you've got guests coming. It's all about having a house guest and how to make them feel very welcome. And there are some interesting touches there. And I get quite annoyed, actually, with the way that whatever she does seems to be these days absolutely pilloried and criticised. This is what she's good at. She had a blog called The Tig. It was a lifestyle blog before she met Harry. It was hugely successful. And she's gone back to her roots and what she's good at. And why shouldn't she?
No, I actually agree with you on that. On that note, why do you think she is so pilloried? I mean, a lot of people who like her would say she's like a millennial Martha Stewart. But nonetheless, no matter what the woman does or says, people put the boot into her.
The media does, yes, and social media does. And I think it should stop. I think it's become quite cruel, actually. I mean, this show's been absolutely pilloried before anyone had seen more than a few frames in a trailer. It is what it says on the tin. It's a lifestyle, light, frothy, fun show, very pleasant to watch, very beautifully shot. I might, you know, I watched this one because you guys were calling me. I thought, oh, I better watch it. Do you know, I might watch the rest of it because it's interesting.
But I suppose that doesn't answer the question. Is this because she had the temerity to marry into the British royal family and not be of that stock? You know, she was American, she was divorced, all of those sorts of things. Is it as simple as that? Is that why she's disliked?
No, I think it's because the media essentially can be extremely unpleasant. And we tend, and I'm part of the media, to put someone on a pedestal, think she's the best thing since sliced bread, or he, and then knock them off. And that's what we do. That's what we've always done. We even did it with Diana. And I don't know why we do it. I suppose it makes good headlines and good stories. But it's not something I approve of.
Do you expect the royal family to react in any way to this this new With Love, Meghan lifestyle show, or will there be silence from the palace?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't think for a minute anyone would watch it. Not out of spite or anything, but, you know, they've got their own lives. I think Meghan and Harry have made themselves irrelevant now to the rest of the family. And that's fine. So the family's getting on with their lives and their problems over here. And I don't think anyone will trouble to spend half an hour watching a lifestyle show by Meghan.
Is that not very interesting, Jenny, in and of itself? Because families, whether they have falling outs or not, if I had a child, even if I wasn't on the best of terms with them and they were on the telly, especially, I suppose, talking about their lives, I think it would be quite unusual not to watch it. And I know you're saying, oh, they've made themselves irrelevant. But in another family, it would be almost impossible to make yourself irrelevant enough that your family would have no interest whatsoever in what you were doing.
Well, it's not her family, is it? You know, it's her in-laws. I'm sure her mum will watch it, but I don't think her father-in-law will.
Okay, interesting. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. And With Love, Meghan, of course, launches today on Netflix. I'm sure lots of people will be watching it, Shane. And that is Jenny Bond, their royal commentator.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.